On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's late spring and the hills are again alive with millions of bugs, blooming thorn plants, creeping, crawling, and slithering critters of every size and shape imaginable, insufferable heat, but also the sounds of newfangled bluegrass. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the musical assistance of such folks as Bobby Osborne, Front Country, the Dave Adkins Trio, Molly Tuttle, and Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice, we'll be enjoying Kentucky mornings, carrying the hammer to the captain, shunning houses of gold, and freezing half to death. Coming up this Get 'em While You Can and While They're Hot edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Front Country, all the way from San Francisco, featuring the 2016 IBMA Vocalist Momentum Award winner, Melody Walker. We'll begin matters in a contemporary vein with If Something Breaks. Front Country with If Something Breaks, the leadoff track to their new organic release, Other Love Songs. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, and a program that will be filled to the brim with recent arrivals to the new Bluegrass CD bins, starting with this tune from another 2016 IBMA Momentum Award winner, this time in the instrumental category. She's only 24, but she's a spellbinding guitarist and a songwriter of some renown, as corroborated by her first-place finish in Merle Fest's prestigious Chris Austin Songwriting Competition. This is Molly Tuttle singing Good Enough from her new EP, Rise.
Sleep last night. Too many demons floating around my head. But with the morning light, your warmth pushed away my dread. And there comes a time to say that's good enough. I'm finally learning how to let some doors stay shut. It gets so hard, but I'm not giving up. Comes a time to say that's good enough. Inside me, the other road I take, there's things I'll never know, but I'll go my own way. And there comes a time to say that's good enough. I'm finally learning how to let some doors stay shut. It gets so hard, but I'm not giving up. Comes a time to say that's good enough. I'm not okay, not today, but I'm here with you. And there comes a time to say that's good enough. I'm finally learning how to let some doors stay shut. It gets so hard, but I'm not giving up. Comes a time to say that's good enough. It gets so hard, but I'm not giving up. Comes a time to say that's good enough. Comes a time to say that's good enough.
Some people cheat. For wealth and royalty will buy. Don't they know on the judgment day that the gold and silver will melt away? I'd rather be in a deep dark grave, and I know that my poor soul was saved, than to live in this world in a house of gold, and deny my God. Gold and silver too, better pray. I'd rather be in a deep dark
The Dave Adkins Trio blowing the roof off the church and making Hank Williams proud with House of Gold from their new Mountain Fever endeavor, Turn to Jesus. The trio, Dave, David Taylor, and Richie Rose, all hail from Eastern Kentucky, but then you knew that already from their sound, and they got their start with two cell phone videos of the trio playing in church, which Dave posted on Facebook. 3 months and over 700,000 views later, they knew they had something special. And Molly Tuttle was immediately prior with Good Enough, the self-penned leadoff track to her new project, a 7-song EP entitled Rise. He's from Eastern North Carolina, not quite 18, but playing the banjo like there was no tomorrow. This is Garrett Newton singing a prison logging and railroad work song in the same family as Nine Pound Hammer, Asheville Junction, and Swannanoa Tunnel. Made famous by Lead Belly in 1940, Take This Hammer.
Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, just tell him I'm gone. But if he asks you, was I running? But if he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? Just tell him I was flying. Just tell him I was flying. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. Just tell him I'm gone. Was I laughing? But if he asks you, was I laughing? But if he asks you, was I laughing? Just tell him I was crying. Just tell him I was crying. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer. Thank you. I don't want your cold iron shackle. Well, I don't want your cold iron shackle. Well, I don't want your cold iron shackle. They hurt my legs. They hurt my legs. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer. I don't want your greenback dollar. I don't want your greenback dollar. I don't want your greenback dollar. They hurt my pride. It hurts my pride. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. Just tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. Just tell him I'm gone.
Garrett Newton with an oldie but goodie, Take This Hammer, taken from his Pinecastle debut, Young Heart, Old Soul. We'll let young Garrett get us all the way through our forthcoming break with a little bit of the Bells of St. Mary's. This was a popular song released in 1917, but made famous in the 1945 Bing Crosby movie by the same name, which Bing sings during a scene featuring a Christmas pageant. The Bells of St. Mary's, ah, here they are calling. The young loves, the true loves, who come from the sea. Dave Higgs, and we'll have plenty more where that came from. Bobby Osborne, Tom Ewing, the Bluegrass Patriots, and Dale Perry are all poised to pick and sing the other side of our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with a new solo album from one of the first generation founding fathers of bluegrass, one of the most influential mandolin players and singers of all time, member of the Opry, enshrined into the IBMA Hall of Fame, now 85 years old and still going strong. This is Bobby Osborne singing a Daryl Scott composition, Kentucky Morning, from his new Compass release, thanks Allison, original. Bobby's helped out in the vocal department by Daryl and Dale Ann Bradley, all three hailing from southeastern Kentucky.
Of Detroit for the promise of a $5 day. They would come by in December while the folks were alive with gifts from the money they made. And they'd talk of the nights if the bright city lies and wonder how I am. Can't hear a whippoorwill out on the street. Give me a good piece of land and an old caneback rocker while I close on.
Way out here.
fire. The rain is Tess, the fire is Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around, sends the clouds a flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks were up there dying.
It originally appeared in a 1951 Broadway musical and was resurrected in the 1969 film Paint Your Wagon, starring Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood. I still haven't gotten over Clint's role in that one, but that's another story for another day. How could the man with no name even consider doing a movie like that, much less singing in the same? Anyway, the song they called The Wind Mariah, which many consider to be the highlight of the movie, was sung by actor Harv Presnell. Harv actually performed that song live on The Breakdown a number of years ago, backed up by Hot Rise. I'll have to dig that one out of the archives sometime. The legendary Bobby Osborne singing the song that gave rise to singer Mariah Carey's name on his new Compass venture, Original. And Bobby was also on the top end singing Kentucky Morning from the same disc. For 12 years, between 1986 and 1996, Tom Ewing was living the dream of all dreams as a guitar-playing lead singer for Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. During that time, he waxed an album which was only released on cassette at a time when CDs were becoming king. Pawtuxent Records has come to the rescue, and we now have, for the first time on CD, Adventures of a Bluegrass Boy, from which we'll hear one of Tom's own, Ohio.
Now I've traveled around from state to state to other lands I've been. But there's no place in this old world like the Buckeye State, my friend. Where peaceful farmland stretches out as far as the eye can see. From the hills in the south to the lake up north, it's home sweet home to me. Ohio, I'm heading home to you. The road to Columbus will carry me through. The sweetest country in the land, that's where I long to go. Cause there's nowhere that can compare with Ohio. Kentucky's mighty fine, the home of Bill Monroe. And West Virginia's wonderful and wild, I know you know. And lots of folks, they love to live in sunny Tennessee. But being Ohio, boys, that's where I'd rather be. Ohio, I'm heading home to you. The road to Columbus will carry me through. The sweetest country in the land, that's where I long to go. Cause there's nowhere that can compare with Ohio. Ohio's where I'd rather be. My wife and children live there, friend, and they mean the world to me. Mom and Dad still live there too, they say they've missed me so. And the kindest friends that's ever been all live in Ohio. Ohio, I'm heading home to you. The road to Columbus will carry me through. The sweetest country in the land, that's where I long to go. Cause there's nowhere that can compare with Ohio. No, there's nowhere that can compare with Ohio.
From that old smokestack. whistle of a freight train's like a siren song. Singing out to hobos, time to move along. It says, drop what you're doing, boys, and find a car. And ride them rails to somewhere else but a near or far. There's a half a mile of freight train rolling down the line. Yes, I've heard that whistle about a hundred times. Next time I'll be on board and I won't look back. Lord, Lord.
And wave goodbye to Memphis.
And wave goodbye to Moline.
And wave goodbye to Dallas.
And wave goodbye to Jackson.
And wave goodbye to Georgia from that old smokestack.
They started in 1980 in Fort Collins, Colorado, and played continuously for 31 years, 22 of those without a personnel change. And that was caused by the death of their dobro player, Ranger Rick Bradstreet, back in 2002. From their new 22-song retrospective, Through the Years, Favorite Songs and Requests, those were the inimitable Bluegrass Patriots with Wave Goodbye. All the stories I can tell you about those guys. And Tom Ewing was on top of things, putting a little falsetto on the word Ohio in Ohio, as heard on his newly reissued Adventures of a Bluegrass Boy. Tom relates that the tune was, quote, written in the middle of the night during my first drive home from Nashville to Columbus, Ohio, my hometown, end quote. Banjoist Dale Perry, the bluegrassical pride of Crum, Virginia, known for his work with the Bluegrass Cardinals, the Lonesome River Band, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and Continental Divide, and currently picking with David Parmley and Cardinal Tradition, will take us up to and all the way through our Lumen break with a great old-timer, Red River Valley. This is from Dale's latest in All Banjo Tour de Force, Living the Dream. And the new bluegrassicality will keep on rolling in waves with the expected spins of tunes from Jimmy Gaudreau and Ellie Mears, Rob Benzing and Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice. It all happens after our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with a singer who, in Dudley Cannell's mind, quote, belongs to an exclusive and elite group of bluegrass singers. This unique club doesn't have a name, but you know it when you hear it. You feel it, and it strikes directly to the heart, end of quote. This is Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice in It's So Cold from their latest Mountain Fever venture, The Mountains Are Calling Me Home. Thank you.
It's so cold tonight in this cabin, and a lonesome wind is howling at my door. I'm longing to be with my darling. I'm so alone. Lord, my baby's gone.
And the stars no light provide, give me just another morning light on.
I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest till I reach another shore.
salt to wound my thirst. I will drink this rain that pours so steady down. Though night's blindness be my gift, and there be thieves upon my drift, I will praise this fog that shelters me along.
I will not lie me down, this rain raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this I be unblessed, I shall not take my rest till I reach another shore.
Mates be worn and weary, and believe our hopes are lost. There's no need for their bones upon that blackened bottom. Though death waits to starve the bow, he will not answer to him now. He will stand to face the morning light without them.
I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest till I reach another shore. I will not
storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest till I reach another shore. Till I reach another shore. Jimmy
Gaudreau teaming up with his niece, Nashville singer-songwriter Ellie Mears, and buddy Jonathan Edwards, who handled the lead vocal chores on The Sailor's Prayer, as rendered on Jimmy and Ellie's almost all-gospel venture, Give Us Strength. And Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice were on the front end with It's So Cold, swiped from their latest, The Mountains Are Calling Me Home. You're hearing Prayers, Perilous Plights, and Other Pleasantries thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. You can find playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can reach us at bluegrass@wpln.org. Rob Benzing is a banjoist from Maryland who cut his teeth on Don Reno and Earl Scruggs. Now, thanks to Pawtuxet Records, has cut an album featuring his prodigious skills and, on this track, his vocal chops. From his self-titled offering, this is Rob Benzing in Carry Me.
Brother, carry me. This road is rough and I just can't go on. Brother, carry me. Carry me. Strong, I can't go on. carry me. This road is rough and I just can't go on. Brother, carry me. Carry me. No time to stop, no time to rest. I feel the pain deep in my chest. Now the road is long and the stars are bright. We'll run this road all through the night. Brother, I'm weak. Brother, you're strong. I can't go on, no, not for long. So brother, carry me. This road is rough and I just can't go on. Brother, carry me. Carry me. Brother, carry me. This road is rough and I just can't go on. Brother, carry me. Carry me. Brother, carry me. Brother, carry me.
Rob Benzing with Carry Me from his self-titled Just Off the Press, Pawtuxet Shebang. We'll let Rob finish off our look at what's new in bluegrass land with one of his originals, Monocacy Crossing. Thank you. And on that high, happy, Monocacy is a tributary of the Potomac River. And the battle that saved Washington, where the Union defeated a reconnaissance in force led by Confederate General Jubal Early on July 9, 1864, was fought on its shores near Frederick, Maryland. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, they're a special breed of men who reside in the hills, beholden to no one. They're rugged individualists who cherish the things that matter and live according to their own code. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be celebrating all manner of mountain men on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.